we said we're going to separate the firefighters, maintain social distancing where we can't maintain social distancing, make sure that they're using proper PPE. And then also screen them, make sure that every day they get a health screening with temperature checks and the questions. That system, if you want to call it that, was really where we started the year. So when we had small groups of firefighters together on a fire, we would do what's known as spike camping. We'd make sure that they were spread out, not putting hundreds of people in one camp. The meals, instead of having that chow line like what you would have at a cafeteria, we're using prepackaged, you know, cooked and put into foam containers, and they pick them up or they're distributed out at the spike camps and they eat separately now. The ideas that we put in place from the very beginning have actually in Washington State served us relatively well up to this point. I feel like I should knock on wood somewhere to this point, but we have not had hundreds and hundreds of firefighters that are coming down with COVID-19. We do see that the teams are doing a pretty good job of maintaining their social distancing, wearing the PPE when they, you know, which is basically masks, if they're in close proximity to each other. And it's working and keeping the numbers lower than what was projected early on. Has it been challenging for the firefighters? Yes. Something as simple as wearing a face mask, people didn't want to take the face mask off to drink or eat, so they were dehydrating easier, or maybe not getting enough nutrition. And, that would be just as big a problem going the other way. So there's really just a lot of little nuances that we've learned along the way. It's still the same foundational items that are out there. And, to date, the firefighters have adapted and are doing very well at protecting themselves.
So have you been able to keep track of how many firefighters have tested positive for COVID?
We have some numbers, but each agency keeps their own. And like I have, like here within Washington, we know that at one point there was like 85 people, firefighters between local and state that had been had tested positive or had to be quarantined. And so, but we do know that the numbers are not the hundreds and hundreds. There's actually a group now that's collecting all of those numbers and trying to put all of that together so we can paint a clearer picture of what it looks like across the U.S.
And have you been able to do contact tracing so you have some idea whether it's spread within a fire camp or people are bringing it to the fire camps with them?
Yes. I mean, the normal process is folks are screened every day. So, temperature questions. If they're showing any symptoms, they're immediately quarantined and tested. If they test, during that time, we look at who they've been associated with. We have pretty good records of where firefighters go, even between fires. I mean, they have to fill out time cards that say exactly where they're going. Essentially, we know who was generally on each fire. And what we do is that we've utilized that to do some of the contact tracing. And then within DNR, we have our own internal protocols that also kick in for our own employees, which takes it a step further with just kind of doing that outreach within the offices or facilities of DNR also. But basically, we go through the screening process, we go ahead and we quarantine those that were in contact with the COVID positive individual. If anyone is showing symptoms, they are tested. And we've had pretty good luck with that. They are quarantined by putting them in hotels or if we can, we isolate them in every which way that we can adapt to at the local fire. And it's mostly making sure that they're cared for during the quarantine period or in the case if they were positive, ensuring that they're taken care of properly.